Hey, what's happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's talk about Dustin Poirier versus Islam Makhachev. This one's confirmed going down. Dustin's getting that title shot. How could this fight possibly play out? So first, let's talk about Dustin Poirier, his skill set and style. Dustin Poirier, to me, primarily is a striker, but he does have grappling ability. He has a black belt in BJJ. Very capable of submitting an opponent, but his bread and butter is definitely the striking and knocking people out. In my opinion, he has some of the best boxing in the game. Very complete fighter, super veteran, tons of experience. Not the greatest fight IQ at times because he kind of wings it sometimes. Case in point, loves going for those guillotine chokes. Out of his mouth, he will never stop trying them. I think Dustin is a pretty durable fighter, has a great chin, solid grappling, solid defensive wrestling. Quickly talking about Islam Makhachev's skill set. Phenomenal wrestling and grappling, some of the best we've ever seen in the sport. Very similar to Khabib's skill level. The difference between Islam and Khabib, however, is I believe Islam is more well-rounded. I think he's more of a complete fighter. I think Islam has worked on his striking so much that he is a competent striker at this point and can stand and hang with anybody. That's what makes him such a dangerous opponent for Dustin Poirier. Because you would think that Dustin has the striking advantage, but when you mix in the fact that there's a threat of a takedown that plays into the mind of a striker, throws them off of their game, and even if a guy was primarily a grappler with limited striking, he could have success in the striking based off of that threat of the takedown. Now, Islam, he's actually skillful in striking. He has insane cardio and conditioning, puts a pace, puts a lot of pressure on guys, breaks them mentally, just how Khabib used to do. Islam has been knocked out once before in his career, to my understanding. I think he has a pretty solid chin. He's pretty durable. He got caught clean in that fight, in that knockout. It can happen to anybody. So yeah, Islam in a nutshell, I think he's a bigger, more athletic, more complete version of Khabib. So how could this fight possibly play out? I'm going to tell you right off the bat, based off of a style matchup and how the Poirier versus Khabib fight played out, definitely leaning towards Islam Makhachev. I'm not sure if Dustin could keep the fight on the feet four or five rounds. I think at some point, if Islam cuts Dustin off, gets a hold of him, gets him against the cage, especially if he gets him against the cage, it's going to be easier for him to work a takedown. And I think he will eventually get Dustin down on the mat, maintain top position, ground and pound, and do work. Now, if he can keep doing that round after round, he's going to coast and take this fight. Dustin should have the striking advantage. If he can somehow keep this fight standing, the fight starts leaning in favor to him. But like I touched on, Islam Makhachev is no slouch standing. He's got great body kicks, great high kicks, very clean boxing at this point. And he's a threat standing. I think Dustin can't be tentative. He has to kind of just do what he does on the feet. He's at his best when he's flowing, when he's in the zone, when he's in attack mode, countering, putting pressure. And if he alters that style, worried about the takedown, he's going to be less effective standing. He might as well just go for it. Just do what he does. So who's going to have the edge striking? Like I touched on, the threat of the takedown definitely makes things interesting. But I'm going to give the edge in striking to Dustin Poirier, and the heavy edge in grappling to Islam Makhachev. I think it's possible Islam finishes Dustin Poirier via submission or ground and pound TKO. Heck, he may even score a knockout on the feet. But in my opinion, more likely is going to be a submission or a TKO from ground and pound. Also very probable that this fight could go to decision, with Islam winning a dominant decision based off of takedowns, ground and pound, and control. Keys to victory for Islam Makhachev: mix it up. Don't try to just stand with Dustin. And let your ego get the best of you, because you're giving him his best chance to win. For Dustin Poirier, keep it on the feet. That's his best avenue for victory. I think jumping a guillotine is going to be a mistake. I mean, he could catch Islam, but I just think he's going to put himself in a bad position on his back, which is a strong position for Islam. Top control. It's just going to be bad. Once again, has to just go for it. Implement his style, because any alteration to his approach standing, he's going to be less effective on the feet anyway. Of course, try to stuff takedowns if possible. I think he's going to have some success, not necessarily be easy to take down, but I do think at some point Islam will get him down. It'll be harder for Islam to take Dustin down in the center of the cage, so Dustin has to circle, keep his back off against the cage, because if Islam corners him and starts chain wrestling, gets a hold of Dustin, he will take him down. I think Poirier has great cardio and conditioning given the pace that he fights at, but I think Islam is a little bit better conditioned, especially when it comes to grappling. So cardio and conditioning overall, I'm going to lean towards Islam Makhachev based on what could transpire in the fight. A lot of grappling. So final prediction, who am I picking to win? I mean, I think it's going to be competitive to an extent. I don't think Dustin's going to get completely blown out the water. I would never write him off. But based off of a style matchup, how similar Islam is to Khabib, and how that fight played out against Dustin, Khabib and Dustin. Hate to use MMA math, but I think that fight's relevant. I'm going to say 60-40 Islam Makhachev. Possible finish. Definitely could see a dominant decision for Islam based on the grappling and potential control. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about this matchup? Who do you think wins and why? Thanks so much for watching or listening. Excited for this fight. Can't wait to see it. After it goes down, we'll come back and talk about it. Until the next segment, my friends, you all take care.